Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早上好。
Again, I appreciate the opportunity to worship with you.
我很高兴有机会和大家一起敬拜。
And our, as our sister Alice has reminded us earlier,
刚才我们肖矮姐妹提醒我们
that we should be preparing for the Lord's return.
我们应该预备好来神的再来。
So I hope that the message this morning will help us to prepare.For his return.
So, 盼望今天早晨我们的信息能够帮助我们来预备神的再来。
Now, I don't know how your day started today.
我不知道你今天早晨是怎么开始的。
Is it more like the picture on the left or on the right?
是像这个照片上左边那个照片呢，还是像右边那个？
I don't know about you.
我不知道你是怎么样的。
But sometimes to go to church could be very stressful if you have to wait on your children or your wife or your husband.
但有的时候，要早晨能够预备好去教会，是件很这个紧张的、高度紧张的事情，因为你要催着孩子们预备好了，或者你的先生预备好了，或者让你的太太预备好了。
But let me start off by sharing a testimony by a sister.
但是让我先开始跟你们分享一位姐妹的见证。
She gave me permission to share her story.
她允许我跟你们一起分享这个见证。
She said when I grew up, she had a very close friend.
他说我起就是长大的时候曾经有一位很要好的朋友。
But after they have not seen each other for a long time,
但是当我们很久不见面的时候
when they met each other again,
我们重新再见的时候
they felt that they still consider each other as very close friends.
他们仍然彼此认为是非常要好的朋友。
But in their conversation with each other,
但是他们在对话的当中
she noticed that through the years,
就很清楚地发现这么多年以来
their values and beliefs have changed very much.
他们的价值观和他们的信仰已经改变了很多。
So one day there was a conflict that rose between the two of them.
所以有一天他们两个就起了争执。
It has to do with their values, differences in values and beliefs.
当然这是基于他们不同的价值观和不同的这个信仰。
And so it has driven them both apart.
所以这就使得他们两个就有分歧。
But that evening, the Holy Spirit worked in her heart.
但那天晚上，圣灵在她的心里动工。
She was not able to sleep.
她无法入睡。
She called up her friend.
她就打电话给她的朋友。
And to apologize to her.
向她道歉。
And they met together for lunch.
然后他们就约着一起吃午饭。
So she became very careful not to hurt their friendship.
所以他就小心翼翼的不要再伤害他们的友谊
and try to rebuild their closeness with each other
希望能够重建两个人中间的亲密关系
she was very sincere in her apologies
他的祷告是确实非常真诚
and she also really and they reconciled
那他们就和好了
and she really wanted to introduce Christ to this old friend
那他也想要把基督介绍给这位老朋友
The Holy Spirit reminded her that she is very frail, the sister.
那圣灵就提醒她说，这位姐妹其实是很弱。
But somehow she cannot relinquish her right to be angry for the past experience.
就是因为某种原因，她没有办法放下她对她自己过去所产生的那些。愤怒的情绪
that bitter root continued to dwell in her heart.
那个苦毒的根呢，就在她的心中，在那滋生。
And she continued to struggle and pray.
那她就不停地在那里继续地祷告。
Now let me ask you this question.
那我来问你一个问题。
If you were that sister,
你若是那位姐妹
how would you handle your situation?
你要怎么样处理这个问题呢？
Think about it.
想一想。
As a Christian, how would you deal with it?
作为一个基督徒，你要怎么样来处理这事儿呢？
May I remind you that oftentimes the way we deal with conflict.
让我来提醒你们一下，很多时候我们处理冲突的方法。
We possibly use one or all of the three means.
很有可能就是用我刚接下来说的三种方法之一。
The first one that we oftentimes do is to withdraw.
第一是就是说退缩。
Withdraw from that relationship.
就是把从这个关系当中退出来。
In a sense, that is good.
从一个角度说来说，这是对的。
Because when we have an emotional, when we had an argument, oftentimes we get very emotionally charged up.
因为如果我们正在争执当中的时候，很多时候我们情绪会非常的激动。
So we continue to argue and talk.
如果你继续在那里争执和讲话的时候
，it can become unproductive and even destructive.
那就没有什么效果了，有的时候甚至会起反作用。
So withdrawal is good.
所以在这种状况下退出来是好的。
But we continue to prolong the withdrawal.
但是如果我们把这种退出时间延长的话
then the relationship will start to decline.
那你们的关系就会走下坡路了。
And maybe it's hard to recover after that.
也许过了一段时间以后就很难再恢复了。
And then another way is to compromise. The second way is to compromise.
那第二种方法呢就是彼此妥协。
What we do in a compromise is that we try to negotiate.
我们妥协的时候，就是说希望能够彼此那个协商。
So maybe we try to give up something that we like for the sake of the relationship.
嗯，也许为了这个关系的缘故，我们就把自己想要的某些方面放下来。
Or we try to give in to the other person what they like.
我们试图让对方能够获得一些他们想要的。
It can help a little bit.
这可以有一些帮助。
But for a long-term relationship, that's not going to last very long.
但对于长期的关系来说，这也没有也不是解决方法的问题。
And then the third one,
第三个办法呢
，which I think is biblical, very biblical.
我想是非常基于圣经的。
Is to resolve.
就是来解决这个问题。
So that both of you seek the Lord's honor.
如果双方都能够共同的寻求神的荣耀
not just to honor each other
而不是自己彼此的这个尊重
and to truly reconcile
真正的能够解决能够和解
for long term
从长期的角度来说
so do you like to learn how to do the third one which is the more difficult one
所以这第三种方法是更难的那你想不想要这样学习呢
so let's go to the Bible
所以我们来看看圣经
And look at Nehemiah
翻到尼希米书
Chapter 5
第五章
And then we will read it in the Chinese first Okay, there's 13 verses So it's a little long But it's important that we read the passage together
有十三节比较长，我们先念中文啊，这很重要，我们大家一起来念。先念中文，请。百姓和他们的妻大到呼嚎，埋怨他们的弟兄犹大人。有的说：“我们和儿女人口众多，要去得粮食度命。”有的说：“我们点了田地、葡萄园、房屋，要得粮食充饥。”有的说。我们已经指着田地、葡萄园借了钱给王纳税，我们的身体与我们弟兄的身体一样，我们的儿女与他们的儿女一般。现在我们将要使儿女做人的仆婢，我们的女儿已有未必的，我们必无力拯救，因为我们的田地、葡萄园已经归了别人。我听见他们呼嚎，说这些话。便甚发怒，我心中筹划，就斥责贵溃和官长说：“你们个人向弟兄取利。”于是我招聚大会，攻击他们。我对他们说：“我们尽力赎回我们弟兄，就是卖与外邦的犹大人。你们还要卖弟兄，使我们赎回来吗？”他们就静默不语，无话可答。我又说。你们所行的不善，你们行事不当敬畏我们的神吗？不然，难免我们的仇敌外邦人毁谤我们。我和我的弟兄和仆人也将银钱粮食借给百姓，我们大家都当免去利息。如今我劝你们将他们的田地、葡萄园、橄榄园、房屋，并向他们索取的银钱、粮食、新酒和油。1%的利息都归还他们。众人说：“我们必归还，不再向他们索要，必照你的话行。”我就招了祭司来，叫众人起誓，必照着所应许的而行。我也抖着胸前的衣襟说：“ 凡不成就这应许的，愿神照样抖他离开家产和他劳碌得来的，直到抖空了。会众都说阿们，又赞美耶和华，百姓就照着所应许的去行。
Okay, let's read it in the English.
好，现在我们用英文来念。
Okay, now the men and their wives raised a great outcry against their Jewish brothers. Some were saying, we and our sons and daughters are numerous. In order for us to eat and stay alive, we must get grain. Others were saying, we are mortgaging our fields, our vineyards, and our homes to get grain during the famine. Still others were saying, we have had to borrow money to pay the king's tax on our fields and vineyards. Although we are of the same flesh and blood as our countrymen, and though our sons are as good as theirs, yet we have to subject our sons and daughters to slavery. Some of our daughters have already been enslaved, but we are powerless because our fields and our vineyards belongs to others. When I heard their outcry and these charges, I was very angry. I pondered them in my mind and then accused the nobles and officials. I told them, you are exacting usury from your own countrymen. So I called together a large meeting to deal with them and said, as far as possible, we have brought back our Jewish brothers who were sold to the Gentiles. Now you're selling your brothers, only for them to be sold back to us. They kept quiet because they could find nothing to say. So I continued, what you are doing is not right. Shouldn't you walk in the fear of God to avoid the reproach of our Gentile enemies? I and my brothers and my men are also lending the people money and grain. But let the exacting of usury stop. Give back to them immediately their fields, vineyards, olive groves, and houses, and also the usury you are charging them, the hundredth part of the money, grain, new wine, and oil. We will give it back, they said, and we will not demand anything more from them. We will do as you say. Then I summoned the priests and made the nobles and officials take an oath to do what they had promised. I also shook out the folds of my robe and said, in this way, may God shake out his house and possessions every man who does not keep this promise. So may such a man be shaken out and emptied. As this, the whole assembly said, amen, and praise the Lord. And the people did as they had promised. From Nehemiah's way of resolving conflict, we can learn this very important theme.
所以从尼西米啊解决问题的方法来说，我们就可以学到一个很重要的功课。
That resolving conflict God's way requires honest communication and taking corrective action that honors God and restores broken relationship.
以神的方法来解决冲突，需要坦诚的沟通以及行为上的更正，才能荣耀神以及重建关系。
Do you think this is important for all of us to learn to prepare for God's reign on earth?
你们是不是觉得这是在神重新回来之前，我们大家都很需要学习的一个功课？
I believe so.
我认为是这样的。
Because did you know that one of the greatest barrier?
你们知道最大的一个障碍
for non-Christians to become Christians?
非基督徒想要成为基督徒，许多的障碍之一就是
are Christians.
就是基督徒本身。
That's why Gandhi, the former Prime Minister of India,
以前印度的总理甘地
have told Christians this message.
曾经把这句话告诉基督徒们。
He says, if you can live, Christians can live as Christians.
如果基督徒能够活出基督徒的生命来。
A lot of people will come to faith in Jesus Christ.
那很多人就会信仰耶稣。
That speaks a powerful message to me.
这对我来说真是一个非常有力的信息。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because a lot of people cannot see Christ.
许多人没有办法看见基督。
But if he can see Christ in you and me,
但是如果他们能够从你我身上看见基督的话，
then they will begin to understand Christ's love and Christ's the gospel of Christ.
那他们就能够开始明白基督的爱以及基督的福音。
So I divided the message this morning into two key points.
所以我今天早晨的信息把它分成两个重要的部分。
The first one is resolving conflict God's way requires honest communication.
所以第一个关键点就是以神的方法解决冲突需要坦诚的沟通。
The second one is resolving conflict God's way requires positive action.
第二个就是以神的方法解决冲突需要有更正的行为。
Let's look at the first one.
我们来看第一点。
That we need to take, we need to have honest communication.
我们需要有坦诚的沟通。
And then why do we need to do that?
我们为什么需要做这一点呢?
Because honest communication identifies the problem that causes the conflict.
因为坦诚的沟通能够显示出冲突的原因。
That's why in verse 1 we see that the men and women came to Nehemiah, their leader.
所以在第一节的当中我们看见那些百姓来到尼希米面前。
And told them the problems that they had.
告诉他他们已经有的问题。
So we can see that they were really honest in telling Nehemiah the problem.
我们可以看见他们对尼希米在埋怨他们的问题的时候非常的坦诚。
So what is their problem?
他们的问题是什么呢?
One is that they have famine.
首先是他们有饥荒。
Because remember the background of this story.
你们可能记得这个故事的背景。
They were rebuilding the wall.
他们正在重建那个城墙。
And so as they do this,
所以他们做城墙的时候,
they have neglected their farms.
然后他们就没有时间去管理他们的农庄。
So they're short of food supply.
所以他们的食物就欠缺了。
And then secondly, for them to purchase food,
然后呢,他们要去买粮。
They had to mortgage their homes, their farms, even their, and also whatever they have.
就不得不典当了他们的房屋、田地和其他的所有。
And those who did not want to mortgage their possessions,
当然他们不愿意典当他们的财产。
Had to borrow money.
所以他们就得要借钱,
so that they can pay the taxes that they owe to the king.
那借了钱呢,他们还需要去给王纳税。
And may I remind you that April 15 is coming up.
我提醒大家一下哈,4月15号马上就要到了。
We owe the US government our taxes.
我们也得要付税给这个美国的政府。
And then the fourth thing is that they were being charged exorbitant interest by their Jewish brothers.
另外呢，他们还要向他们那借钱给他们的犹大的弟兄们给付利息。
So let me ask you, brothers and sisters.
所以请问弟兄姐妹们。
When you encounter a problem or a conflict with a family member or a brother or sister in church.
当你与家庭的成员或者教会的弟兄姐妹发生冲突的时候。
Do you tend to withdraw?
你是躲避呢？
You tend to compromise?
还是妥协呢?
Or you tend to resolve?
还是来和解呢?
Why is it so difficult to resolve?
所以要解决冲突为什么那么难?
Because maybe you will say, well, I've never seen this modeled by my parents.
也许你会说,我从来没有看见我父母做榜样给我看。
I've not seen how, you know, conflict is resolved through reconciliation and resolving of the issues.
我从来没有看见我们的父母怎么样去解决冲突，然后又最终和好。
If that's how you respond, it's never too late to learn.
如果你是这样回答的话，那么现在学也不算晚。
Secondly, why is it important to have honest communication resolving conflict?
第二点，为什么要坦诚的沟通对于解决问题冲突有那么重要呢？
Because it helps us to identify how we have contributed to the problem.
因为它能够帮助我们来明白每一个人在冲突的各方是怎么样引起冲突的。
Let me ask you if I describe oftentimes how conflict the result, you know?
我想大家可以思想一下，很多时候我们要有冲突引起。
Once there's a conflict, there's an argument.
有冲突的时候，通常开始是有一个争执。
You feel hurt.
你觉得你受伤了。
And then you start to imagine how that person has hurt you.
然后你就开始想象那人到底是怎么样伤害我的。
And the more you think about it,
然后你想的越多。
Your anger maybe goes from a 2 to a 3.
你的怒气就也许从二升级到三。
And as you enlarge how that person has wronged you,
然后你这样子就说把别人就说错待你的亏待你的这个方面增大的话，
then maybe it goes from a 3 to a 5 already.
然后可能就已经又从这个三升级到五了。
And then you start sharing with somebody about your problem with that person.
然后你再跟其他人分享你的问题。
That person seems to be a sympathizer.
如果那个人呢也很同情你。
And the more he or she try to sympathize with you,
然后他如果更多的同情你的时候，
then it goes from a 5 to a 7 already.
然后你就从五升级到七了。
By the time you want to go to that sister or brother,
然后等你现在要再回到一开始
的那个弟兄或者姐妹的时候， it goes from a 7 to almost a 10 already.
就已经从七升到十了。
Can you think? Can you imagine?
所以你可以想象这个状况吗？
Wow. So if you do not calm down, like I said, maybe you have to compromise, withdraw, take a step backward.
所以如果你不先平静下来的话，比如说你可以刚才我讲的，你可以先退一步，或者说先妥协一下。
And not only to quiet yourselves,
你不仅要先安静自己的心，
but to come before the Lord,
还得要来到神的面前，
ask him to quiet your heart,
求神来安静你的心，
and then start praying,
然后开始祷告，
and then before you know it,
然后你还很快你就会发现
the Lord will start speaking to you.
神就会对你说话了。
He could use his word to speak to you.
他会用他的话语来对你说
话。And then before you know it,
然后你很快的
that you will know that the Lord will start telling you, hey, it was not all his or her fault.
然后神就会告诉你说这个不见得是那个人的错哦。
Then you will know that the Holy Spirit is speaking to you.
然后你就知道了圣灵是在对你的心说话。
If all you can think about is how that person has offended you,
如果唯一你能够想到的是那个人
怎么得罪的你， most likely that's not from the Holy Spirit.
那通常不是从圣灵来的。
Oftentimes I can identify that's from the enemy.
很多时候我可以告诉你这是从敌人来的。
Then this is how I would have to pray.
所以我们必须要这样的来祷告。
Lord help me.
神帮助我。
And then to stand firm.
让我能够站得稳。
Not to accuse my brother.
不是去控告我的弟兄。
Not to accuse my wife.
不是控告我的太太。
But to allow you to see where I have wronged that person.
还是让你来让我看见我怎么样得罪了那一位。
And when you have prayed that prayer,
当你这样祷告的时候，
you can then pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
你就可以按着主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Satan, depart from me.
说撒旦离我而去。
I will leave you no room to attack me.
我不要给你留任何的余地来攻击我。
Then you begin to see things in a better perspective, from God's perspective.
然后你就可以从一个更好的角度，从神的角度来看这个问题。
Oftentimes, Satan will use disagreement to cause us to be divided.
很多时候，撒旦会用这个这种的同意来分裂我们。
So my wife and I, we have agreed to do this when we disagree.
所以我和我太太就同意说，当我们有分歧的时候，我们要这样做。
That we will allow only 3 times going back and forth. You know, how when we disagree, right? We start to be defensive. You will try to say why you think this is right.
So we two just agree to say, if we have a disagreement, we only have 3 times to return. Because we all know that when we get angry, we will blame each
other. Why 3 times?
Why only 3 times?
After the 3rd time.
因为第三次以后
There's a pattern for sure.
已经就会有一个样板了。
We start to tear down each other.
我们就开始来把对方来拆毁。
The discussion goes nowhere.
那通常那个就说争执或者讨论就不会有任何的结果了。
And we are regretful for what we said.
我们常常就会后悔我们所说的话。
Sometimes we could not even believe what came out of our mouth.
我们有时候甚至没有办法相信我们自己说了什么话。
So we thought after 3 times, that's it.
所以我们决定就说三次来回就结束。
And we don't stop.
如果我们不结束的话，
we have learned this.
我们就学到了。
that we actually open the door for the enemy to attack our marriage.
如果我们不结束的话, 那我们就是留了这个门打开, 让敌人来攻击我们的婚姻。
It is so sad.
这实在是非常伤心的事。
Because we have complete victory in Jesus Christ already.
因为我们已经在耶稣基督里有了完全的得胜。
The enemy cannot attack you.
这仇敌没有办法攻击你。
He cannot.
他不能。
You are absolutely protected by God's name and His righteousness.
因为你已经被神的名和他的义完全的保护起来了。
We know that when God sees a believer,
我们知道当神看见一个信徒的时候,
He sees only the righteousness of Jesus Christ.
他只看见了神的耶稣基督的公义。
Satan cannot attack us.
撒旦不能攻击我们。
Unless,
除非,
unless, listen carefully.
除非请你仔细地听,
you open the door.
除非你把这个门打开,
how do you open the door?
你怎么样把这门打开呢?
When you start cutting each other down.
就是你们互相彼此攻击。
That's when he invites himself in already, because it's already open.
如果你们彼此攻击的话, 门就被打开了, 撒旦就会自己不请而入。
So we have to be careful.
所以我们必须要很小心。
When we resolve conflict,
当我们要解决问题的时候,
we need to see how did I contribute to this conflict.
我是怎么样引起这个冲突的?
I believe fully that if the Holy Spirit is speaking to you,
我相信如果圣灵在对你说话的时候,
that he will say this.
他会这样说,
are you start feeling angry because how that person has hurt me?
你开始感觉愤怒, 是不是因为那个人伤害了你?
And you start blowing up their offenses.
然后你的这个, 感觉他的对你的攻击, 你就觉得无限膨胀。
But as you start quiet down,
但当你安静下来的时候,
you allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you,
你就让圣灵对你说话,
he will say, calm down.
他会对你说,
安静下来, calm down.
安静下来。
Look at what you have, how you have contributed to the conflict.
来看看在这个冲突当中, 你自己的责任在哪里。
And when you begin to see that,
当你这样看见的时候,
I hope
我希望,
you will start saying to God,
你就会对神说,
God, forgive me.
神啊, 原谅我。
I have allowed my emotions, I've allowed the enemy to control me.
我让我的情绪, 让敌人来控制了我。
And as you say those words of confession of sin,
当你这样, 说出, 承认忏悔的, 罪, 认罪的话的时候,
Satan will have a hard time penetrating into your heart and thoughts.
撒旦就没有办法来透入你的思想和心意。 为什么呢?
When you confess your sin,
当你能够认你自己的罪,
Christ reminds him, I have paid for that sin already on the cross.
基督就会提醒撒旦, 我已经为着那个罪付了代价, 在十字架上。
Keep out of this person's life.
你不许再,
you have no right to come in.
你再也没有权利来到他的生命当中,
absolutely no right.
完全没有了。
And he quickly runs away.
然后他就只能逃跑了。
That's why in James 4 says this.
所以说雅各书四章,
draw near to God.
所以要亲近神,
and Satan will flee from you.
撒旦就能够从你面前,
not just walk away quietly.
而不是悄悄地走,
he flees from you.
而且他快速地逃跑。
He doesn't fear you and me.
他不怕你和我,
he fears God.
他怕神,
and when I saw Christ,
所以当我看见基督的时候,
he runs away.
他看见基督,
he has absolutely no legal right to you and me.
他在你我身上完全没有合法的权利。
So you see why it's so important.
所以你看,
that if you truly want to resolve conflict,
如果你真正要解决冲突的话,
that you need to be to have honest communication.
你必须要有非常坦诚的沟通。
Not only with the person that you have conflict with,
不仅是与你产生冲突的那个人,
but honest communication with yourself,
并且也是对自己的心灵能够很诚实,
honest communication with Jesus Christ,
和耶稣基督有非常诚实的沟通,
and then honest communication with the person you have issues with,
然后也是与那个与你发生冲突的人能够有坦诚的沟通,
then only, not only can you also verify the facts,
这样的话不仅你能够来, 澄清那个事实,
then you can see how you've contributed to the conflict.
然后你也发现自己是怎么样, 在这个冲突当中也有自己的责任。
And then when you have done that,
所以当你看见了那一点的时候,
then you will be able to take the second step.
你就可以做下面一步
to resolve the conflict.
就是来解决冲突
And that is to take the corrective action, the positive action.
那就是要有更正的行动
And how do you do that?
你怎么样这样做了
In verses 6 to 13,
在刚才念的尼希米书六节到十三节
we are told that Nehemiah, after he heard the outcry, he became angry.
我们看见尼希米听见了百姓的埋怨以后，他非常的他甚发怒。
But can you imagine if Nehemiah hold on to his anger?
可是你可不可以想象一下，如果尼希米就继续的愤怒
？And he took drastic actions against the people who violated.
然后马上的就是采取非常激烈的行动来对那些人来做的话
What would be the consequence?
那结果会怎么样
A lot of people will be hurt
很多人会受伤害
A lot of people will not respect his leadership
很多人会不再尊重他的领导
A lot of people say I quit I will stop rebuilding the wall I'll move somewhere else
很多人可能就说我不干了我不再建这城墙了我
要
搬家
Possible?
是不是可能
Possible,
当然
very possible.
非常可能
But thank God he did not do that.
但是感谢主他没有这样做
Because there is a key word that is in the text that describes what Nehemiah did.
因为在圣经上有一个非常关键的词表达了尼希米当时怎么样做的
To paraphrase it, you can say that he cooled down.
所以我换句话说用我们自己的话来说，就是说他冷静下来。
But the Hebrew word means this.
但他原来的希伯来文的意思是这样。
It says consult or ponder.
在圣经里面第七节说我心里筹划，也就是说他自己去自己对自己来咨询。
Instead of letting the emotion run wild,
就是与其让他心中的情绪来膨胀
，He pondered.
他。默想
He consulted with people.
他咨询了别人，与别人
商量。And then he took the next step.
然后他再取的下一个行动计划。
So it is important that we need to take corrective action.
所以我们非常重要的需要做更正的行动。
And can I say this?
我想这样说。
Before we take corrective action,
我们在采取更正的行动之前
we need to realize that there are Five levels of communication.
我们必须要明白有五个层面的沟通。
So like this morning when you walk in and you saw the 招待的人the ushers.
比如说今天早晨你来教会的时候看见招待。
He said good morning.
他会跟你说早上好。
That's the first level of communication.
这就是第一层面的沟通。
And oftentimes that's as far as we go in terms of our daily communication.
通常很多时候我们每天跟别人的沟通就停留在那一个层面
But sometimes you go a second level
有的时候呢你会进一步到第二层面
You would say, oh, what do you think of the weather today?
你觉得今天天气怎么样啊
That's asking for opinion, that's second level, very good
那是就说询问别人的意见那就是第二个层面的沟通
okay, or maybe we are planning for to have a church picnic
或者也许呢，我们正在筹划预备一个教会的聚野餐。
Then you ask for as many inputs or ideas as much as possible.
然后你就问弟兄姐妹有各样的意见，有什么想法。
People feel that you're communicating because you wanted my idea.
那别人就觉得哦，你在沟通，因为你想要我的想法和主意。
But most communication end there.
那很多的沟通呢，就停留在那一个层面了。
It could be that's how the level of communication with your spouse.
很有可能你跟你的配偶的沟通层面也就到此为止了。
But there is still the fourth and the fifth level.
但是进一步还有第四和第五个层面。
Do you want to know what that is?
你想知道吗
？If you want to know, then you have to pay a consulting fee.
如果你想知道的话，你得付我咨询费哦。
Now you're listening.
你现在在听。
If it's free, that's not important.
因为常常人家觉得如果是免费的，肯定不那么重要。
But often time, companies pay hundreds of thousands of dollars for consulting.
很多时候啊，这个公司会付百万的钱来咨询。
And after they pay the consulting fee,
然后他们付了这咨询费以后呢
，the solution is actually very simple.
这个解决方法的这个。办法其实很简单哦。
Why didn't we think of that?
为什么我们自己想不到呢？
Because maybe they didn't bring their heads together.
因为也许他们没有互相一
起来 They're too proud.
这个考探讨，因为他们都太骄傲了。
But anyway, the fourth level is this.
但不管怎么说，第四个层面的沟通是
is communicating your feelings.
就是沟通你的感受。
When you are able to know I'm angry,
如果你知道自己很生气。
Because of my anger comes from because the person didn't understand me.
我生气是因为那个人不理解我。
The person rejected me.
或那个人拒绝了我。
And so on and so forth.
或诸如此类。
You're honest with that.
如果你自己心里很
you talk to the Lord about it.
真实的话，你对神这样说。
And you say, because I love that person.
说因为我爱那位。
Who hurt me.
他伤害了我。
And our relationship is important to us.
但是我们的关系对我们来说很重要。
I am willing to talk and honestly share that person how he or she has hurt me.
所以我愿意很坦诚地向那位来沟通，说他怎么样伤害了我的感受。
No, you don't have to raise your hands, but I'm going to ask you a question.
你不需要举手，但是我想要问你一个问题。
How often when somebody hurt you, you're willing to go to that person?
常常当别人来伤害你的时候
Could be your parents.
你会不会愿意跑到那个人面前跟他说
Could be your spouse.
或者是你的父母或者是你的配偶
Could be your children.
或者是你的孩子
And you honestly say in a nice tone.
你会不会对他用这个非常柔和的就是很好的口气来说
If it's your spouse.
特别是你的配偶的
话 Maybe start off with honey.
亲爱的
Honey, okay? You know what honey is?
你知道这个
Come on! Don't you use that word?
甜蜜的话
Okay. You say, honey,
说亲爱的
I'd like to tell you something.
我要告诉你
I think you hurt me earlier.
我觉得你今天早刚才伤害了我的心
But let me tell you how I think I've hurt you first.
但是让我来告诉你，我怎么先伤害了你。
You start with that.
你如果这样说的话
，I think your spouse will probably hear you, listen to you.
我相信你的配偶会听你的说的。我希望是这样子。
Okay. Well, so if you cannot use the word honey, at least use 宝贝。
如果你不能说亲爱的，你至少可以说宝贝啊，不管怎么说。
To get them to listen.
就让对方能够听。
And then you share your feelings.
然后你就分享你的感受。
And when you can start to connect your feelings,
如果你能够在感情上、感受上能够有沟通的话
，Guess what's the next step?
你想再下一个层面是什么呢
？Very important.
非常重要。
This you really have to pay a consulting fee.
那你为了这一点一定要付这个咨询费了。
Then you really know the needs of the other person.
那就是你一定要知道那个人的需要。
Then when you know the needs of that person.
你知道那个人的需要的话
，Then you have essentially done what Christ has done.
你就基本上就做到了基督已经做的。
Because,
因为
in Philippians chapter 2,
在腓立比书第二
章 ，when Paul tried to describe,
当保罗想要说
，in a short paragraph,
在一个短短的一篇
，who Jesus Christ is,
他想要表达基督是谁
，as a servant, son of man,
他是仆人，是神的儿子，他这样说
，that For us to have the same heart or attitude as Christ Jesus.
让我们与基督的心同心。
Let us consider others' needs as more important than our need.
让我们个人看别人的需要比自己的重要。
So the problem is, oftentimes couples will come and say, "We have this problem."
所以很多时候，这个一对夫妻会来到我这里说，我们有这个问题。
My spouse doesn't understand me.
我的配偶不理解我。
My spouse doesn't know my need.
我的配偶不知道我的需要。
He knows my need, but he doesn't serve my need.
或者说他知道我的需要，可是他不供应我的需要。
And vice versa, they start going like this.
彼此都是一样的，他们就这样子彼此攻击。
But what they do not say.
但他们没有说出来的是。
I fail to understand my spouse have needs.
我没有办法理解我。配偶的需要。
And oftentimes when I see that need,
很多时候当我看见这个需要的时
候 I cannot feel it.
我也没有办法感受到。
So I do not want to know that need.
所以我不想知道那个需要。
I don't even want to try to feel that need.
我甚至不想试着去感受那个需要。
Because I'm going to fail face down.
因为我要失败的。
But if you have done this,
但是如果你这样做的话
Lord, let me know what the needs of my spouse is.
如果你说神啊求你让我知道我配偶的需要是什么
And I'm going to pray to you.
然后我要为你祷告
Maybe it's a need that you can only feel.
也许那是一个只有你才能够感受到
的需要
Possible? 可能吗
Possible?
很可能
Many times, your spouse needs no one.Can meet that need.
很多时候，你的配偶的需要没有任何其他人能够满足。
Like one of the most important needs that everybody needs.
比如说，人每一个人都需要的一个非常重要的需要。
When God says, "I created you in my image,"
当神说我以我自己的形象造你
，God is essentially saying that I'm the only one that can truly satisfy your soul.
神其实就是在说我是那唯一可以来让你的灵魂得到满足的
No one, absolutely no one can satisfy your soul like I can
没有任何其他的人能够像我这样来完全让你的灵魂得到满足
If you try to get your spouse, your parents to do that you will feel hunger and thirst
如果你能够让你的配偶和你的父母能够这样做的话你会觉得有饥有渴望
That's why we are disappointed with our marriage, with our spouse, with our children.
所以就因为这样，所以我们就觉得对我们的婚姻、对我们的父母、对我们的孩子失望。
That's why we are disappointed with our brothers and sisters in Christ.
所以我们会对着我们在基督里面的弟兄姐妹们失望。
Because you're asking them something that only God can do.
因为你在向别人要求的是只有神才能够做到的。
That is absolutely unfair.
所以这是不公平的。
Next, we know that we belong to a family.
接下来，我们知道我们属于一个家。
Biological and spiritual family.
我们有生理上的家，也有我们属灵的家。
You think that God just put our brothers and sisters to be around us just to worship, and then not to talk to each other?
你觉得神把我们的弟兄姐妹放在我们的身边，只是为了聚在一起敬拜，而不是彼此交流吗
？I challenge you to try this.
那我要挑战你来做这件事。
That if you dare to do this.
如果你敢于这样做的话
As you pray the Lord about your needs
而且你向神祷告你的需要
And you ask the Lord to identify a brother or a sister If your sister look for a sister, a brother look for a brother
如果你要向神帮助你能够找到一位弟兄或者姐妹如果你是姐妹你就找一个姐妹如果是弟兄就找一位弟兄
And you try to find a time when you can be quiet and not rush
你们可以一起找到一个时间可以安静在一起 不需要着急
And before you see this person
在你见那一位的时候
pray,
你祷告
but the Lord will prepare that person's heart,
求神预备那一位的弟兄姐妹的心
to understand you,
来听你的话
to accept you,
来明白你理解你
and then possibly give you a word of wisdom
并且给你智慧的话语
from the Lord
从神那里来的智慧的话语
and I challenge you
然后我这样的来挑战你
whether the Lord can speak to that brother or sister
看神能不能对着那一位的弟兄姐妹说话
I did
我这样做了
Remember last time I talked to you when I went through depression?
上一次我告诉你我上次来讲道的时候告诉你们我曾经有一段时间的忧郁症
I talked to my wife
我跟我的太太说
I even talked to my son
我也跟我的儿子说
And I talked to my mentors
我也跟我的导师们说
And each and every one of them
每一个人他们当中
每一个人 The Lord used them to speak to me
神都用了他们来对我
说话 But at the same time they also point me to God
但他们也把我带到神的面前
And it is from His word
是因为应了神的话
From Psalms,
从诗篇来的
Psalm 42,
诗篇四十二
篇 Psalm 27,
诗篇二十七篇
That the Lord ministered to me through His word.
神用他的话滋润了我的心
You see many times the positive action that we need to take.
你看很多时候我们需要有这样积极的行动
Is to humble ourselves.
就是我们谦卑
Not only we see that we have contributed to the conflict.
我们不仅能够看见我们自己也引起了这个冲突
Not only are we willing to confess our sins before our brothers and God.
我们不仅能够愿意在我们的弟兄面前承认我们自己的罪
But we're willing to go humbly before God
我们也能够谦卑的愿意来到神的面前
And said Lord
跟他说神啊
I've ignored you、
Sorry.
I have ignored you
我忽略了你
I've not allowed you to fill my heart and soul
我没有让你能够完全充满我的心和我的
That's why I'm hungry for people to fill my needs
所以我就在那里渴望别人能够来满足我的需要
And I will be deeply disappointed
但我当然不能从别人得到满足
and I don't get it from them
我不可能得到别从别人那里得到满足。
I get frustrated with them.
我一定会失望。
I get angry at them.
我沮丧，然后我就生气。
And goes nowhere.
这样没有任何的结果。
So, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们。
Do you see how much and desperately you need Christ?
你看见这是非常在主里边很重要的。
If you have not invited Jesus Christ into your life,
你若是还没有接受主耶稣基督来到你的生
命中，you don't know how much you're missing.
你真的不知道你缺失的是什么。
Because only the people that you can turn to is yourself and other people.
因为你只能从自己来寻找出路，从别人来寻找出路。
Every human being is a needy person.
但是每一个人都是有需要
的。Even though they want to help,
虽然他们想要帮助你。
We are so limited.
但是我们如此的有限。
You have to understand that.
你必须要理解这一点。
That's why Jesus Christ came to earth.
所以基督耶稣来到世上。
To remove our sin.
来排除我们的罪。
Because that sin at the very core is I rely on myself.
因为这罪最根本的最核心的就是我依靠自己我不需要神
so when God allows you to go through affliction
所以当神让你去经历一个冲突的时候
He's calling your attention
他是要让你引起注意
whether you're Christian or not
你不管你是基督徒或不是
Did you know that you need me
你知不知道你需要我需要神
They keep piling up
所以这问题就不停的这个积累
Recently I had to help a brother in Christ
最近我帮助一位弟兄，基督里的弟兄。
Because he has accumulated 7 years of unpaid taxes.
因为他积累了七年没有付的这个税。
I don't know what's the problem.
我不知道这怎么会成这么大的
问题。It's not because he cannot pay taxes.
并不是他没有钱来付。
But somehow he was just too busy.
可是他那么忙。
Put it away 1 year.
就耽搁在一边。
Before you know it, it second year.
然后很快的就第二年
了。Before you know it, 7 years already.
这个很快的竟然七年都
过去了。It is affecting their marriage.
所以这个严重影响到他们的婚姻。
They keep getting notices.From the revenue service.
他们不停地从那个税务局拿到通知。
And it is like that.
就是这样。
The more you postpone your conflict resolving.
你越多的这个延缓就是你的冲突的解决。
Accumulating.
他们就会积累起来。
The harder it gets.
就更难了。
Until you're willing to be broken before the Lord.
直到你愿意在神的面前
破碎。And Lord, I owe you so much back taxes.
说神啊，我在你面前欠了那么多过去的账。我不知道怎么样再来还。
But that's the God of mercy.
但是这是神，是那恩典
怜悯的神。He doesn't point to the 7 years when you have old back taxes.
他不会指向的过去你欠了七年
的债。He said you can come clean right now, right now.
他是说你现在就可以无债一身轻。
If you're willing to admit,
现在就可以，如果你
愿意 help yourself,
愿意承认你不能帮助自己，没有人能够帮助你。
That I desperately need God.
但是我实在是绝望的需要神。
Then you can start scratch tomorrow.
如果那样的话，你就可以明天就从新开始，从零开始，一切都是新的。
That's why I see a lot of people in midlife.
所以我就看见很多在中年的尤其，或者是老年。
The reason why they cannot see tomorrow.
他们之所以没有看见明天。
That they have no hope for tomorrow.
他们对明天没有盼望。
It's because they have a lot of accumulated back taxes.
就是因为他们在过去积累了许多的负债。
The taxes that came from unreconciled relationship.
在过去的许多关系当中没有解决的冲突所引起的这个负债的税。
Do you feel like that?
你有没有有同样的感觉？
At whatever stage in your life.
不管你生命在什么阶段。
You need to deal with that.
你必须要解决这
些问题。You cannot let it go and slide.
你不能就让它这样子滑开。
God is ready to do that.
因为神要来帮助你。
So let us see again how we can deal with taking a corrective action.
所以我们来仔细的看一下我们怎么样能够采取更正的行动。
And this is what the, Nehemiah did.
这就是尼希米所做的。
The second one is corrective action should be taken after exposing wrongdoing.
所以第二点
就是 Verse 7 and 8.
更正的行动需要有需要就是说在认罪以后
Yeah, after we have know what our wrongdoing is.
我们必须要首先明白我自己做错在哪里。
So Nehemiah was very clear.
所以尼希米很清楚。
Because in scripture he knew that those who were charging interest for loans from their brothers and sisters violate God's teaching.
他很清楚的在圣经当中记载说，他很清楚的告诉他们，你们去就说要向弟兄来征收收取利息都是错的。
Listen carefully to what Deuteronomy 23 says.
所以我们来看那个在生命记二十三章里面是怎么说的。
It says, "Do not charge your brother interest, whether on money or food or anything else, that they may earn interest." You may charge a foreign interest, but not a brother Israelite. So that, listen to this very carefully, so that the Lord your God may bless you in everything you put your hand to in the Lord you are entering to possess.
生命记二十三章十九二十节说，你借给你弟兄的，或是钱财，或是粮食，无论什么可生利的物，都不可取利。借给外邦人可以取利，只是借给你弟兄不可取利。这样，请仔细地念下面一句：这样，耶和华你神必在你所去得为业的地上和你手里所办的一切事上赐福于你。
Here is very clear that Nehemiah wanted them to not violate God's command.
这里尼希米就很清楚地要教导犹太人不可以这个。
But at the same time, Nehemiah wanted to enjoy God's blessing.
同时，尼希米也希望他们能够享受神的祝福。
So he had exposed the wrongdoing.
所以他向他们显明了他们错在哪里。
Because they were charging interest.
因为他们向弟兄取利。
And then because of that, that forced their fellow brothers and sisters.To sell their children to slavery.
因此呢，他们就逼迫了他们的弟兄姐弟兄们必须把他们自己的孩子卖为奴仆。
And then thirdly, the Gentiles that will observe what is happening.
第三呢，就是其他的人外邦人所看见了他们
所做。They will look at God's people.
他们就会看见神的子民。
Then they will say they are no better than we are.
就会说他们并不比我们好啊。
They don't really want to help their fellow brothers and sisters.
他们并不想帮助他们自己的弟兄姐妹。
And then, so we have exposed the wrongdoing.
所以尼希米向他们表明了他们做错的地方。
And then we have to also take corrective action to restore the relationship.
然后下一步就是要重新用更正的行为来重建与人的关系。
So I will quickly wrap up with a few action points. Okay.
所以我来很快的说几点这个做法具体的做法。
Okay, because we see that in verse 8, after Nehemiah talked to their spiritual leaders,
首先在第八节里面，我们看见尼希米和他们的这个属灵领袖们谈话。
Who were charging usury?
他们那些人在向他们的弟兄取利。
After they heard what Nehemiah had to say,
他们听了尼希米所说的话以后，
they remained quiet.
他们静默不语。
What does that show?
这个表示了什么？
That shows that the Holy Spirit is convicting them.
这表示了圣灵是在他们心里面定罪了他们。
And that's something that we need to do.
这也是我们需要做的。
Secondly,
第二点，
we need to stop the wrongdoing right away.
我们需要立刻停止所有的错误。
That's why in verse 10, Nehemiah said, the usury have to stop.
所以在第十节里面，尼希米就说我们大家都当免去利息。
And then return to them the farms, the vineyards that you've taken from your fellow brothers and sisters.
然后劝他们把田地啊、房屋啊和其他的利息都要归还他们。
And then thirdly, you make changes as soon as possible.
第三就是要立刻来改变。
That's why in verse 11 we hear these words.
所以我们在第十一节就看见了这些话。
Give back to them immediately their fields, vineyard, and so on and so forth.
逐渐我劝你们将这些都归还他们。
Let us not at this time try to justify ourselves.
所以我们不要再先来想要自己来解释自己所做的事情。
Oftentimes our own nature.
很多时候我们的本性。
After we get angry.
当我们生气的时候
we will try to tell people,
就是要告诉别人
Oh, that's too bad. I just could not control myself.
说哦，实在没办法控制自己。
Oh, I'm like my father who usually blow up when he cannot get things in order.
或者说我就像我父亲一样，他通常是事情如果不能够顺利的话，他就会生气大发脾气。
Or I'm sorry, that's just me. You just have to live with it.
或者说对不起啊，这就是我，你就只能够就说按着我这样子来。
That's not confessing.
这不是认罪。
That's not making changes.
这不是要有改变。
That's giving lame excuses.
这只是找借口。
Which you will never change.
那意味着你就永远不愿意改变。
Because you're still living in your own flesh.
因为你还是活在自己的肉体中。
And then, fourthly,
第四点,
declare your planned changes as a promise to God.
宣告自己要改变是作为你对神的承诺。
Have you noticed this?
你有没有注意到?
Especially between spouses.
尤其是在夫妻当中。
Or sometimes with your children.
或者有的时候跟我们的孩
子 You want to pacify your spouse or your children?
你想要安慰你的这个配偶或者你的孩子。
So you make a promise.
然后你就做个承诺。
So they look forward to you fulfilling your promise.
然后他们希望你会这个实现你的承诺。
And you hope and pray that they will forget about your promise.
然后你呢就在那里祷告说希望他们就忘记了你所做
的承诺。But
they don't. 但他们不会忘记
的。They don't.
他们不会的。
Oh, recently in my trip to the Philippines.
比如说最近我去那个菲律宾。
I came across a brother.
我看见一个弟兄。
How old is he?
他多大了？
105 years old.
105岁。
And first question he asked, who's your father?
他第一个问题问我的就是你父亲是
谁？ I told him my father's name.
我告诉他我父亲的
名字。And he still remembered where my dad used to work at.
然后他竟然还记得我父亲原来在哪里工作。
So I quickly turned around to tell my wife.
然后我就赶紧转过去告诉我太太。
This is a person you do not want to borrow money from.
啊，说你这个人，你千万不要问他借钱。
Because he will remember exactly when and how much you owe him.
因为他会非常清楚的记得你什么时候多少欠了他多少钱。
When somebody promises you something, you don't forget, right?
因为如果你别人向你做个承诺的话，你基本上不会忘记的。
So that's why Nehemiah was very smart.
所以尼希米非常的聪明。
He didn't just get these people just a promise.
他没有只是让这些人做个
承诺。He got the priest.
而是他把祭司叫来说，你来做见证。
You hear them promise this.
你听见他们所应许的话。
Make sure they take the action.
要肯定他们会照着所应许的去做。
And you know what?
然后怎么样呢？
If we are honest with ourselves,
如果我们对自己诚实的话，
we need to promise and then help somebody witness it.
你必须要应许，然后还要让别人来做见证。
Or even write it down.
甚至把它写下来。
And make this a promise to God.
然后把它作为对神的承
诺。And when you do that,
当你这样做的时候，
then you begin to change.
你就开始改变了。
Because you take seriously your action.
因为你很对你所做的承诺很认真。
And brothers, I want to be honest with you.
所以弟兄们，我也想对你
很
认真的说，
很多时候 my wife something.
我会向我的太太许诺一些事。
Then I would forget.
然后我忘了。
Although she doesn't bring it up.
虽然她不提起来。
But after a while.
但过了一阵。
The Lord will start to remind me.
神会提醒我。
If you truly love your wife.
如果你真的是爱你的太太。
The things that you promise.
你所向她许诺的。
You have to take it seriously.
你必须要认真的去行。
It is a promise to me.
因为那也是对我的承诺，对神的承诺。
He is your witness.
他是神，是我们的见证。
That's why in the book of Malachi.
所以就是马拉基书所说的。
When God accused the Israelites.
所以当神来指控那些以色列人的时候。
When they were divorcing left and right.
当他们随意的离婚。
He says, "Didn't you make the vow, the marriage covenant?"
神说你不是有那个
Between husband and wife,
你们夫妻有婚姻的
I'm the witness.
见证，我是在那里
说你们的见证。 I'm going to enforce it.
我要
I will accuse you when you break the covenant.
巩固那一个见证，当你们就说不守约的
时候，Every time you make a promise to your children,
每次你向你的孩子有这个许诺的时候，作为基督徒
，God is your witness.
神就是你的见证。
God is your witness.
神是你的见证。
Anybody you promise to.
不管你向谁承诺。
Be careful.
小心。
Let's do it.
我们必须要做。
Let's be honest.
我们必须要诚实。
Let's be faithful to our promise.
我们必须要有信实。
And then lastly, take seriously your vow to God.
最后，对认真的对神守约。
Because in verse 13, he says this.
在十三节，尼希米说。
In those days, Nehemiah will wear a robe or a coat.
那些日子，尼希米穿着一件那个长袍子。
And it has several folds.
要很有几个褶子。
And then sometimes when you maybe you go to your yard and you will get something that stick to your robe.
有的时候，也许你到院子里去什么的，你会碰到一些东西粘在你的这个袍子上。
So what do you do?
啊，你怎么做呢
？Typically, you will either do like this.
通常你就这样抖一抖。
Or you will blow.
或者你吹一吹。
Or you will go like this, right?
或者你掸一掸。
And Nehemiah was trying to show them an object lesson.
尼希米就想要用给他们一个实物的
功课。If you do not fulfill your promise,
他说如果你不兑现你的诺言的话，不认真的做你更正的行为，
it is an offense against God.
那就是对神的这个就是犯罪。
And so God will then exclude you from the community.
神就会把你从这个百姓中除去。
So it is very serious.
所以这是非常严肃的一件事。
So let me close by doing sharing what I just started in my message that I shared about the testimony.
所以我想在结束的时候再重新回到我在刚开始的时候跟你们讲的那个故事。
He said, finally, the Holy Spirit showed me that I was frustrated over the fact that my friend put me down when I was trying to build her up.
那位姐妹呢？就说终于呢，他意识到圣灵在他心里向他显示说，他因为对那位朋友是有苦读，因为他没有办法，他很那个挫折感觉的，他想要为向那个朋友见证神，邀请他来信神，但是他却不愿意相信。
Because this sister was there with her friend when she lost her husband.
因为在那个朋友失去丈夫的时候，这个基督徒的朋友是这个基督徒的姐妹是在他的身边。
That person who lost the friend who lost her husband stayed with her.
那位朋友失去丈夫以后是跟他住在一起。
She kept her company for a long time.
她与他作伴有很长一段时间。
But at the same time, she also knew how to have healthy boundaries.
但是呢，同时他也知道怎么样能够有一个比较健康的这个界限。
But then when she was practicing for her graduation recital,
但是当他在预备他的毕业演奏会的时候，
it became very difficult.
情况就变得比较难。
Because this person, this friend tried to become a coach and a critique.
因为这个朋友就想要做他的教练来跟他指正一些事情。
So when she played something wrong, when she was practicing for her graduation recital,
当她在预备她的毕业演奏会的时候，在那里排练就是练习的时候，反正每当她有一些小错误，
the friend would say, you play even worse than a college student. She was a master's level student.
那个朋友就会对她说，哎呀，你这个硕士生啊，这个怎么演奏的比这个大学生都差。
So she felt that she was attacked by her friend.
她就觉得她受了她朋友的攻击。
And quickly bitterness grew in her heart.
然后心里就产生了苦毒。
And she didn't realize that she has this bitter root.
所以她没有意识到自己心里有着苦毒的根。
And then it was the Holy Spirit then who revealed this bitter root to her.
所以然后圣灵就把这个苦读的根向他显明。
So then this sister took two corrective action.
所以这位姐妹就做了两件更正的行为。
Honest communication.
首先是坦诚的沟通。
So she went to her friend.
她去到她的朋友那里。
And said that I'm sorry that I still have this bitter root in my heart.
对不起，我心里还是有这样苦读。
That's why I felt that our relationship, even though I tried to reconcile with you.
所以呢，虽然我一直想要与你和好，
I still feel that we are still at a distance.
可是我觉得我还是跟你有很大的距离。
But I want you to realize that I have that bitter root, and I want to ask for your forgiveness.
他说，但是我想要让你知道我心里是有这样的苦毒，所以我要求你原谅我。
And as she poured out her honest words and confession,
然后他也就很坦诚的向他的朋友 承认自己的这个。
Her friend forgave her.
而她的朋友就赦免了她。
And all of a sudden, she felt a wonderful peace in her heart.
然后突然她就感觉到一个非常美好的平安在心里。
She regained new love and acceptance from her friend.
她又重新在她的朋友那里得到了爱和接纳。
And she committed to meeting with her friend periodically.
然后她也自己定义要那个常规的跟他的朋友见面
，for the purpose of showing love and acceptance towards each other。
目的就是要继续的向他他向他的朋友显示爱和接纳，然后他们可以希望他能够信主。
Now let me ask you this question。
那我请我要问你这一点。
As their relationship begin to draw closer to each other。
当他们的关系彼此改善的时候
，Do you believe that God can use this Christian sister to share the gospel with her friend？
你相信这位基督徒的姐妹可以被神所用来让这位朋友信主吗？能够
？I believe so.
我相信是可以的。
I truly believe so.
我真的相信。
Because I believe that non-Christian friend.
因为我觉得那位非基督徒的朋友
will begin to not only admire this sister.
会不仅是来羡慕这一位姐妹
，but will begin to ask how was she able to humble herself like that.
并且。也许会开始问自己，为什么他能够这样的谦卑自己
？How was she able to initiate the reconciliation process？
他怎么可能愿意先开始这一个和解的过程
？When she was hurt by me，
他是被我伤害了
，and wanted to seek for forgiveness，
反而要来求我的原谅。
It must be somebody else other than her。
肯定有其他的一个，而不是他自己。
That is making her to take these actions and say these words.
让她能够这样做，能够这样来对我说话。
So I don't know what you will take home from today's message.
所以我不知道你今天从我的信息里面带回去的是什么。
I hope what you are able to take home.
我希望你得着的是。
Is first.
首先。
The resolving conflict.Honors God. Resolving conflict honors God.
如果解决冲突是能够荣耀神的。
And there are two steps that we can take to resolve conflict God's way.
我们用神的方法来解决冲突有两个办法。
Is to have honest communication.
首先是有坦诚的沟通。
And then secondly, we take corrective action.
第二是要有更正的行为。
I don't know what conflicts you have at this point in your life.
我不知道你现在这个生命所处的阶段当中有怎样的冲突。
If there's unresolved conflict,
如果也有还没有解决的冲突
，Can you ask the Holy Spirit to open your heart?
你可不可以求圣灵来打开你的心
？And then can you ask the Holy Spirit to have the desire to honor God?
也是求圣灵让你心中有这个愿意的心来。荣耀神。
Let's bow down and close our eyes.
我们来低头闭眼。
And I would like to give you a little time to talk to God.
我要给你一点时间来对神说话。
Is there any unresolved conflict in your life?
你生命中有没有还没有解决的矛盾？
If there is,
如果有的话。
Are you willing to take the first step?
你不愿不愿意跨出这第一步？
Lord, I want to honor you in resolving the conflict in my life.
主啊，我要荣耀你，所以我要去解决我生命中的冲突。
Even though I fear doing this,
虽然我很害怕这样做，
but help me by the power of your Holy Spirit.
但是求你用圣灵来帮助我。
To take the first step.
用圣灵的大能帮助我走这跨出这第一步
to examine my heart
来检查我自己的心
to see how I've been hurt by the other person
来看我是怎么样受到了对方的伤害
can you do that?
你能这样做吗
be honest before God
在神面前真实
He wants to hear from you your feelings.
他要听到你心中真实的感受
Your frustration
你的沮丧
your anger,
你的怒气
you're feeling rejected,
你受拒绝的心
next,
接下来
are you willing to ask the Holy Spirit to examine your heart?
你愿不愿意邀请圣灵来检查你的心
to see how you have hurt or offended the other person.
看你是怎么样伤害了或者是得罪了另一个人。
If so, can you allow him, allow the Holy Spirit,
若是这样，你可不可以让神，让圣灵
to show what it is,
来向你显示那是什么。
And if not,
如果没有的话
go to that person,
去到那人面前
and ask honestly,
诚恳地问
How have I hurt you?
我怎么样伤害你了
Because I want you to forgive me.
因为我需要你来原谅我
I want to apologize.
我想要道歉
I want to change.
我要改变
I want to reconcile with you.
我要与你和好
I want the Lord to be honored in our relationship.
我要神在我们的关系当中得到荣耀
Are you willing to take this action?
你是不是愿意走出这一步
I'll give you a little time to talk to God
我要给你一点时间与神说话
Let us close in prayer.
我们来用祷告来结束。
Lord, we thank you that we have people that love and care about us.
主啊，我们真是感谢你，我们生命中有人爱我们，关心我们。
That includes our parents,
包括我们的父母
our siblings,
我们的兄弟姐妹
our spouse,
我们的配偶
and brothers and sisters in Christ.
主里的弟兄姐妹
They really love us and care for us.
他们都爱我们关心我们
But Lord, it's inevitable
但是主啊不可避免的
that we are frail, weak people
我们是很脆弱的很软弱的人
that sometimes we put our own needs above other people
很多时候我们把自己的需要放在别人的需要之上
and when they fail to meet those needs
当别人不能够满足我们需要的时候
we are disappointed
我们就很失望
sometimes we get angry at them
有时我们对他们生气
But many times we do not realize
更多的时候我们
也没有意识到 those needs that we have
我们所有的需要
You put them in our heart
你放在我们的心里
And that those needs can only be satisfied by you
是因为那些需要只能够被你所满足
So Lord, we ask you to forgive us
主啊，我们求你赦免我们
When we demand from people to meet our needs
当我们要求别人来满足我们的需要的时候
needs,
而那些需要
like love,
像爱
peace,
平安
joy,
喜乐
fulfillment,
完成
can ultimately comes from you,
最终都能从你那里得着
cannot come from people,
却不能从人而得着
we are all hungry people,
我们都是那饥饿的
but we are also proud people,
但我们也常常是骄傲的人
we do not want to humbly come before you,
我们不想谦卑来到你的面前。
We try to manipulate people to meet our needs.
我们想要利用别人来满足我们的要求，但很多时候
And oftentimes, we hurt other people in the process.
我们反而在这过程当中伤害了别人。
Forgive us.
主赦免我们。
Give us a new heart.
给我们一颗新的心。
To once again.
使我们再一次的。
To come to you first.
先来到你的面前
And then if you choose to use others to fill our needs
然后你若是选择用其他人来满足我们的需要
Then we can thank you first
那我们首先来感谢你
And we can thank others whom you have used to help meet our needs
然后我们也感谢你所使用的其他人来满足我们的需要
We thank you for the changes in our lives
我们感谢你在我们生命中所做的改变
That you're about to do
你将要所做的
Beginning today,
从今天开始
For your glory's sake,
为了你荣耀的缘故
For this we pray,
为了此我们而祷告
In Jesus' name,
奉主耶稣基督的名
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.